La 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 la.
If you want to hear your favorite technical news, give the Gizmo Gang a call. They talk megabytes to petabytes, and cover it all. They're the Gizmo Sapiens. They're the Gizmo.
Hey, and welcome to Gizmo Sapiens Show 102. I'm Chris, and with me is...
Paul.
And today we're talking about cutting the cord. What do we mean by cutting the cord? No, neither of us are having children, or have had children recently. We are talking about cutting that television cord, that miasma, that covers homes where people have to be connected to DirecTV, or Time Warner Cable, or Comcast, or whoever your cable or satellite provider is. In most markets, there are over 20 free over-the-air channels, and statistics say that almost 70 to 80% of all TV that people watch is on network television, stuff that you can get free. So what would be the other compelling reason for you to then subscribe to cable or satellite? And that would be because you want DVR functionality, you want a channel guide, and a lot of that isn't available on over-the-air television. But there's at least three good solutions out there. They all differ kind of radically. One is much more expensive than the other two in some respects. And but Paul and I are going to talk about those today, because... It's not so much me, but my father has decided he's going to cut the cord. He's had it with DirecTV and how much it costs for DirecTV. And so he's going back to this whole over-the-air television. And then supplementing with things like Amazon and Hulu and Netflix and those streaming services that are only $4 or $5 a month. And then, I mean, you could even go even farther and you could stretch it and, you know, build a Plex server. And I mean, there's a lot of ways that you could easily cut the cord and cut your monthly cable bill on the television part to next to nothing. You know, you could go from $40 or $50 a month to $15 a month and have more movies than HBO and Showtime and Cinemax and all those would have combined. The downside of it is you know, you're going to lose a few of those things. Like, if you're a big Game of Thrones fan, you're not getting HBO anytime soon. Although there are solutions for that, which Paul and I are not going to discuss because they're out on the fringe of legality, I guess I'm going to say.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
But there's three devices that I have personal experience with one of the three. I will have personal experience with two of the three shortly. But there's the Mohu box, which is actually the cheapest of the three solutions. It's $150, although if you contact their support organization, they will give you free shipping and not $25 off of it. If you buy one, it was started as a Kickstarter. And it's a little box. It's actually pretty small. It has an HDMI port and has wireless built in and a physical Ethernet jack. And you plug it into your internet and you plug it into your TV and you plug your antenna, an over-the-air antenna, because it has its own digital tuner in. And it acts as a digital tuner for your TV. And if you add a flash drive to it, you can rewind and fast forward up to 30 minutes of video. So it's not a DVR per se, but it gives you some of those digital tuner capabilities that you would have from a cable provider. But probably the biggest thing is the big differentiator for the Mohu box is their online guide. They provide a channel guide for all your local channels, and then they integrate services like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon, and it's actually the Mohu box is an Android device, and so you can actually go out and add other Android streaming services. So, like, if you wanted NHL hockey, you could go get the On Ice app. If you wanted ESPN, the ESPN streaming app. If you wanted HBO Go, you could go and pay your $14.95 a month and just get HBO Go and be able to watch those things that you want. So, in one way, it's like the Apple TV has started to do and will be doing even more so in the future. It is bringing that a la carte service to the stations that you want. Something that I think everybody, I've always wanted a la carte. I mean, you get basic cable, you get 89 stations and you watch 15 of them. I'd rather pay a dollar per station and just get the 15 stations I want, you know?
Right. The TV's TV time is so limited that you tend to spend your time watching what you want to watch, catching up on the latest episode of a show or whatever. And I can tell you right now, I've got 350 channels, and my problem is I'll sit down and I just start flipping through them, and it ends up being a waste of time.
So,
you know?
So my thing is I don't watch TV that hasn't been recorded on a DVR. If it's not recorded on the DVR, I'm not going to watch it. I'm very specific about what I... And I watch a lot of TV. I hate commercials.
So everything's set up structured for you.
Lined
up anyway.
I never... Unless the kids are home, or like my oldest daughter's home from college, or my... It's vacation and my youngest two kids are home, and they're watching like Disney Channel or something like that. I don't think our TVs ever get turned on to... at least the main ones, they might in their room, ever get turned on to the regular cable. And I've already cut back. I'd rather have a fat internet pipe and basic cable than have to pay the rental on those stupid DVR boxes.
So you have the basic cable?
I just have basic cable. And the funny thing is I don't really pay that much for it because...
It's like $10 a month or something.
Well, yeah, because I now go back and... Well, when I negotiated with Time Warner on my last go-around... I increased my internet pipe. I told them I didn't want the phone because, and they said they gave me the phone for free because there's something where they're wanting to claim that they have so many phones out there, but I don't even have it hooked up. It's not hooked up to my house or anything like that, the phone thing. So, because that was part of my complaint, because when we had gotten it, we got somebody's old number and all these bill collectors kept calling that number. And you'd block the numbers, and I would call Time Warner and complain. I'm like, they're asking for some woman named Mary Smith. And I'm like, you know, when it's 4 or 5 years later,
yeah,
I don't want to hear about it. So I just unhooked the phone. We never used it. Cell phone was the way we live anyway. And I've never looked back. And, you know, I just use a basic DVR that DVR my shows, and I can... you know, fast forward through the commercials, and some shows I have it set up where it will do commercial detection and just delete them out when it records them, and it does a fairly good job. And I only watch the shows, so a 30-minute television show becomes 17 minutes. So I can watch two of those shows in almost a little more than the same time it took you to sit down in front of your TV and watch all the commercials. You know, so over the air, I would love that because the only thing I don't get is live sports. So I tend to watch, you know, particularly UK basketball and Louisville basketball, Michigan State basketball. I watch all three of those on the ESPN's website, you know, on my computer typically. I will occasionally watch a football game live because, you know, but I can get that over the air. I don't need 50 cable channels to get that.
News programs, you watch any of those?
You know, I read all my news.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that people don't realize about, well, one, I hate CNN and Fox News and MSNBC because they just repeat themselves over and over and over and over and over again. And television news, what most people don't realize, is not protected by the freedom of speech. If it's printed in a newspaper, it's protected by freedom of speech. If it's printed on the internet, it's protected by freedom of speech. In the United States, not in other places. But television is not protected by freedom of speech. So people who get all their news from TV news tend to get the what I call the USA Today version, which means it's very high level and very light, doesn't go in depth, and largely is not interesting to me. And you know, and most of the news I'm concerned about anyway is tech news and the things that revolve around that. And none of that is, unless you subscribe to 500 magazines, you're never going to get. And it's never.
Funny that you're saying that, because I was just thinking about that the other day. I think it was like Scott Pelley interviewing somebody, and I thought, this is so scripted. Like the interviewee, it's like the interviewer knew the question that he was going to ask. That everyone knew it was all scripted, you know?
Yep.
And it was like, I'm just watching a scripted play here of questions and answers.
Absolutely.
And it was, you know, very much what they wanted me to see here and see. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. But, yeah, so I could get rid of, I have to have HBO. I have to have a couple of shows off of HBO, namely Game of Thrones and season 2 of Silicon Valley is getting ready to come out.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Those are the ones I watch. Walking Dead is a weekly ritual for me. Other than that, I'm not really watching many programs right now.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is when I go through and a lot of the programs I watch that are captured in my DVR, they're all the programs I can get on over the year.
Yeah.
You know, like NCIS and Scorpion, and I mean, there's a couple. Like my wife likes Outlander, which is on Stars, and I do watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's a ritual one. Game of Thrones comes on.
And
Silicon
Valley. And there's a Halt and Catch Fire that I like.
Halt and Catch Fire is good. I watched most of that in one sitting.
But, you know, a lot of those, if you're just patient, they show up on Hulu, they show up on Netflix. Like, yeah. I never watched the show Arrested Development, and I'm already halfway through the fourth season of Arrested Development. And, you know, was it as great as everybody claims it is? No. But is it a good show? Yes. You know.
I started Breaking Bad like that. It was like third season of Breaking Bad when I sat down and started binge watching and got caught up before season 4 started.
Yeah.
So
anyway, let's cover technology. Yeah, let's cover the other two pieces of technology out there. So the what I would call the mid-cost solution is from a company called Tableau. TABLO, and their website's www.tableautv.com. And the Tableau is a true over-the-air DVR. It doesn't come with any internal storage. It has two USB ports in the back. You can plug in a drive as big as you want. It's a Linux-based system, so it formats the drive in EXT4. And so you could actually conceivably unplug the drive and get all the shows off of it if you needed to. And, you know, play them directly on your computer. But it's really cool in the sense that it does not connect to your TV. It's a little device. You hook an antenna to it. It has its own channel guide. And you interact with it either via its web interface on your computer using Chrome or via apps on iOS or Android. And there's also an app for the Roku that allows you to stream live TV as well as your recorded programs. And it's a new tech. All of these are new technologies, so there's some glitches here and there. Mm-hmm. But for it's as close to me to a TiVo experience as I've seen in any DVR program product. Mm-hmm. That you could commercially buy that wasn't a TiVo. And you can either subscribe to their channel guide for like $5 a month. And then there's like a, you know, subscribe to it for a year, which they give you a discount. Or you could pay $150 and you can get a lifetime subscription. So you, for that device, you never have to pay for a subscription to their channel guide. And their channel guide is really good, and it covers every market. There wasn't a market I haven't seen it cover. And it records very high-quality video, and it allows you to go in and pick and choose your channels as it scans. Like, locally, we get about 39 local stations where I live. And, you know, there's probably 10 of those 39 I don't want to see. They're either duplicates of something else. or they're sub-channels of a main channel that I'm just not interested in or whatever. But
you'd be surprised now that we've gone with that digital tuner and now stations are able to broadcast sub-channels on their frequency.
How much more programming is out there? So, there, you know, a lot of your local channels have sub-channels that are in HD television that are like
WTBS and WGN and the things that drew people to cable originally.
Like MeTV?
MeTV, Grit TV, and the Tableau does a great job. And the cool thing about the Tableau is, so with the Roku, which I've already heavily invested in anyway because of Netflix and Hulu, you know,
I have the app,
I can watch live TV, I can fast forward, I can rewind it. It's the same interface as you would get on Netflix, so it is not...
That's one thing where it lacks in the TiVo realm is that, you know, it's not streaming through the frames of the video you're watching. You know, it pauses the video and then moves forward on a clock, and then you have to kind of guess where you're going to come out at.
But that's not so
super annoying if you have to do it for Netflix anyway. But the apps are what's awesome, and it's designed so that you can... It will automatically set up a universal plug-and-play router
so that you can stream to your phone or your tablet or your computer from outside your network. And so you log your
application on your phone into your account, which is your channel guide account, and it will go out there and find your
Tableau at home, and you can watch your recorded programs. You can't stream live TV, but you can watch your recorded programs, and that's really cool.
So I have a question. This Tableau, does it have a... antenna built into it?
Yeah, so there's two models of the Tableau. There is a 229 model that has a two tuner. It's able to record two shows simultaneously, and then it's able, because of the way it's built,
more like a computer, it's able to stream to four
separate clients. And then there's a 349 model, which you can usually get on Amazon for about $299. That's a four tuner that will do six clients simultaneously. And
so, I mean, you plug an antenna into it because it has the tuner, but it's really it's one antenna connection and four tuners.
Okay, so one antenna, and then you buy a box for each TV.
If you already have a Roku on each TV, you're set.
Oh, that's right, because you've got the app.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't have to buy any other
box. And that's their model, is to use Roku, and they're bringing out an app for Android. For the Fire TV from Amazon, because it's just a copy of the Android app that they already have. Mm-hmm.
So I expect,
you know, they're going to go gangbusters, and you're going to see. And it's only been out for about a year. Mm-hmm.
They announced it at CES in 2014, released it in April.
I've read a whole bunch of the blogs, posts about, you know, where people were having an initial... issues with it, but it seems very stable as of today. And my dad actually has one of these Tableaus, so I've actually played with it. I was demonstrating to Paul the iOS app and showing where I had recorded Star Trek off a local TV station and was playing it back for him over my phone.
Have they genned the software, the firmware? Or
multiple times.
Okay.
Because initially they started with EXT3 as the file system for the hard drive you plug in, and it could be any drive. You put a flash drive on it. If all you care about is, you know... And you can set it
like a TiVo. You can say auto delete after watch, or auto delete after so many days, or auto delete after I've recorded so many episodes. You know, keep only the latest three episodes of something. So,
you know, if you know what you're doing and how your watching habits work, you can make it very efficient,
you know, just like the TiVo is.
Is it USB 3?
It is not USB 3.
It's just USB 2.
But still streaming. I could put a 2 terabyte external drive on there, and I like the fact that it can be used with the Roku boxes. Having two of those, that'd be great.
Yeah. Hmm.
Question is, you gotta sit down and line up all the channels that you'd have available, you know, with this.
Well, it scans it. I mean,
I just want to sit down and say, okay, if I drop UVerse, which is what I'm on right now, and I go with a solution like this, what's the list going to look like of all the things available to me compared to what I have now?
Well, I mean, obviously you're not going to get stations outside of the market you live in.
Right.
So you're not going to get WGN and WTBS.
But like, I don't even look at a lot that's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because there's so much on UVerse, you know.
Yeah.
And there's so many movies like all the time.
Well, you wouldn't believe. So the interface is kind of cool.
The app shows it too, because they do this so that you can either look at the you know, programs that you're going to record. You can either look at them in
the TV mode,
mm-hmm.
or you can look at
them in the I'm still in recordings, hold on. So like I can hit
TV shows, and this is all the TV shows that are being broadcast. I mean,
there's hundreds, and it just scrolls forever. And that's how you can either pick it by,
I know I want how I want, you know, How I Met Your Mother, so I'm going to pick that.
But well, you can search too, right?
Yes, and you can search individually, but it does the same thing for movies. And locally,
there were over 450 movies being just on over-the-air television.
Interesting.
And it wasn't, you know, it's
good stuff. It's not...
There's more out there than we realize.
Correct.
Yeah. There really is.
Correct. Very much so.
And multiple ways to get them. So what it comes down to is, do you want to save some money? I just think people are going to probably say, you know, am I going to lose something that I like to watch? Like, for instance, what if you were a consistent watcher of a program on HGTV?
Well,
where do you find that?
Well, in the case of like the Mohu, or if you have a Roku or an Apple TV or... I'm not sure. I have a Chromecast, but the way it works is by...
I guess it would work the same way. You know, you can look and see for your iOS device or your television streaming box if it has an available channel for that. And if that channel is available for subscription. And many of them are.
The other place to go to is YouTube. A lot of times, people will...
That's true.
For good or bad...
will repost shows, and a lot of times those shows get posted by the networks out on YouTube for free. And Hulu has a
tremendous amount of those shows. You know, for $6 a month, the number of shows that you can get that are on cable only, and get, you know, the only difference is they're broadcast.
They're put on Hulu 24 hours after they were broadcast
first
time on TV.
Well, the other thing, as you say that, I just typed in HGTV streaming into Google and comes up with Hulu. And there's 8 shows that stream on Hulu from HGTV. So there's an option. The other thing, and this is available that we have, if you're an Amazon Prime member, exactly. You get their streaming service.
Yeah.
And a lot from them.
I'll tell you, Amazon Prime has been phenomenal. What I love about them is they post their pilots, so they pay for all these shows to have a pilot made, developed. And then they post them, and then based on viewers
watching them and rating them, they'll then determine what's going on. They've probably got
one of the most compelling TV shows, in my mind, coming out, and it's Man in the High Castle, which is based on the Philip K. Dick book of the same name. Philip K. Dick, if you guys don't realize... He wrote Blade Runner. His book is actually called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? And Running Man. A lot of our
modern science fiction movies that we think about, he actually wrote those back in the 60s and 50s. But
it's about, it's a phenomenal show, and it's so well done. The pilot, I've watched it twice. But...
the premise is that it's an alternative universe, and the U.S. lost the war to Japan and Germany in World War II. And so it's
immediately, you know, it's like 10 years after the war, and, you know, how the U.S. is and how people are living and interacting. And
cool.
There's some twists and turns there I'm not going to tell you about, because you need to watch it. But again, high-quality
television that's as good as anything that HBO... and Cinemax and Showtime and you know, and AMC and all these
people are putting out. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just a place to look differently. Plus,
you know, Apple, with the current Apple TV, they dropped the price down to $69.99,
which is a phenomenal deal.
It was already a cheap box in and of itself, and now it's $69.99. In the fall, for $15
a month, you can get a streaming cable package, which gets you CBS, ABC, NBC, and several other channels.
But it's streaming only, you know. So
it's via your Apple TV. To me, that's the future TV. I almost
think that, you know, part of the reason cable providers were so against
being falling under, you know, the FCC rules as a utility was because they didn't want to be known as a telecommunications company. They wanted to say
they wanted to be telecommunications companies, but say we're television providers,
mm-hmm.
And not be regulated. And I
flip flop on both sides
of that argument, just because I'm not a fan of big government and more governance and what that cost to the taxpayer is. But then again,
if it's a utility like electricity, which the internet is becoming,
you can't get your job done. Have you ever tried to?
So I read an interesting article. Somebody went back and
they made a bet that they, and this was a blogger. And they wrote an article, I think it was for New York Times, or it could have been for Wired, but they made a bet that
anything they had to do on the internet, they had to go back and use a 56K modem.
So you're talking about moving back a decade in time. I mean, Paul and I lived through this.
Yeah.
And when 56K modem was blazing fast.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
But,
you know, and he's, and I, this blogger... they go that, you know, they turn the data connection off their smartphone, which meant they didn't get text messages.
they had to take their MacBook Pro
and store it with a friend across town because they weren't allowed to use Wi-Fi. They found an old computer and put a 56K modem in it, and, you know, and they talk about
Gmail wasn't too bad, but most websites wouldn't render at all.
And, you know, the fact that they couldn't, you know, they were missing text messages and things, and it was starting to affect their performance at their job. You know, because that's a
common way people text. We either message through an instant messaging app, we text.
We have apps that do both. You know, the world has moved along, and people have embraced that technology. So it's like electricity, you know.
And
the funny thing is, the conclusion was, is I would rather just give it all up for a week
and not use it at all
than try to use a 56K modem and have people with the expectation that I'm going to be able to do some sort of work.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
But, you know, how much... As much as we like TV and, you know, it's the weather's getting better, so I will actually watch less, a lot less TV because I will be outside a lot more.
Again, why I like the DVR, because I don't miss the shows that I want to watch. And you know, the networks have gotten smart too, in that they now stagger programs. You know, so like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had a hiatus, and then they put
Peggy Carter on. You know, which is another Marvel show, just, you know, that's related to it. But they have that show, and it ran a season,
and then they have Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. have picked back up. You know, and they're going to run until August, or not August, until June or so. And then new shows will come out for the summer. I mean, sci-fi is notorious for putting a new show out in the summertime and having it run from June till, you know, September. And then when school kicks back in, you know, the season's over on that show. And so with USA Networks, they used to do that with Psych, and they would do that with Monk. And,
you know, and catch those people who are still going to watch TV during the summertime because they want to watch new programming. And that's become ubiquitous across all the major networks.
So, I mean... But do we really need to pay for that television? We're already paying for it
by watching commercials. You know,
that's our fee. If I pay for cable TV, I want to pay a fee and have no commercials. You know, I want a lot more out of it than I'm getting.
And so I have no problem cutting the cord.
The problem I have is that every time I call Time Warner, I increase my internet connection and they reduce my... They made my phone free, and they reduced my basic cable to next to nothing.
And you say, well, take it off anyway.
And they go, well, your internet connection will increase by $20 a month. You know, does it really? No, but...
They're keeping you on the line.
Yeah.
Keeping you hooked. I canceled when we brought UVerse in and canceled Time Warner. The Time Warner cable tap was never turned off, and so I had a TV downstairs in the laundry room that was connected to cable, continued to receive the channels for like several months, and I made the mistake one day of calling tech support on UVerse, and I dialed Time Warner instead, looking through my paperwork. I just saw where I had tech support written down on a piece of paper. I called Time Warner, and they kept saying, we don't have an account, and I'm arguing with them, saying, yeah, I do. I just started one thing. It was AT&T. And then they found out that I had canceled it, and then they turned it off the next week. So my point is, it's not a big deal to keep that link alive out there because they're still making money off of it.
Exactly. You know?
And that's hard to get rid of.
So we'll talk about the third of the solutions that I found out there. This is the most expensive. It's $3.99.
It's called the Channel Master DVR Plus. And it's another box very similar to the Mohu, but it is also a DVR. It plugs into your TV. It becomes the tuner for your television. You can get it in two flavors. You can get it with 16 gig of internal memory, which requires an external hard drive via USB to be plugged in so that it can have storage for DVR. Or you can buy it with a 1 terabyte hard drive built into it. Now, the claim to fame on the Channel Master DVR Plus is that they do not charge you ever for the online program guide. I don't know how good their guide is. It does require you to either use Wi-Fi or a hard Ethernet connection to connect the box to your internet connection. But I don't have any experience. I don't know anybody who has them. I've seen a lot of videos on YouTube. It looks nice. It seems to be a very premium product for a very inflexible solution. Because you could buy, if you have that on one TV, their solution for streaming it to another device or another TV is to get a Sling box. So it supports a Sling 500, but they have no apps. They don't have a web interface into the DVR, so you can program anything. It's all through the remote that comes with the Channel Master DVR. That being said, I mean, it is a solution. And if you're kind of, I have a
friend, and they're a one television house. They have one giant TV. It's in the family room, and that's the only TV in their house that everybody watches.
So for them, that wouldn't
be a horrible solution. But on the flip side, I travel a lot on the road where the Tableau makes the best sense to me is
the best solution.
The Mohu is cheap enough that you could buy multiple of those and put them around if you needed them.
And I'm assuming
the Mohu is probably the newest of the three. Mohu has actually been around as a company for a long time. They make the HD TV antennas. Most people don't realize that, but they probably own one or two Mohu antennas in their house if they have TVs that are just getting over the air. Where the Mohu makes sense to me is if you were in an RV or something, because most RV parks have free Wi-Fi, and you didn't want a DVR because you'd be changing the channel guide all the time. But you wanted to watch TV and be able to fast forward, rewind through a show if you missed something. That makes sense to me.
It's
a more portable solution in that sense.
That's true.
But I we'd like to hear from you guys, all two of our listeners, whoever they are. And no, I'm just kidding. But we'd like to hear from our listeners and know what you guys think about cord cutting, and if you have other solutions. Because I have
multiple friends, particularly in the tech industry, who are completely cut the cord. They have an internet connection. That's it.
And they've gone through and they do some of what we've talked about. And they
have some other things which we haven't talked about and we might talk about in the future that they do for in place of their
cable and satellite for television. So, if you want to send us a comment, let us know what's going on.
Send that to gizmosapiens@gmail.com. That's gizmosapiens@gmail.com. Or visit our website at www.gizmosapiens.com and leave a
message under the blog post for this episode. And we'll see you on the digital flip side.
Take care.
You've been listening to Gizmo Sapiens, a technology and entertainment podcast. You can reach us at our email address at gizmosapiens@gmail.com. That's gizmosapiens@gmail.com. We'd really love to hear from you, and we'll see you next week from the digital flip side.